today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Nova Scotia College of Art and Design. Nova Scotia College of Art and Design.
Hey everybody, Patrick here. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm talking to you from the Rockin' the Suburbs HQ. And it is the last day of the month of May 2022. And today we're going to do an episode of What Was First? A little bite-sized history lesson where we talk about the first release on interesting, iconic, and just some of our favorite labels. And I want to thank everyone as usual for all the kind words about how you're enjoying this series, and also for those of you who wrote in with suggestions. We got a big long list. May have to start doing bonus tracks to get all this done. Does anyone remember the bonus tracks from the old show? Those were a lot of fun to do, and these are a lot of fun to do. And I want to thank today Damon Wood, who wrote in with a couple of suggestions for Canadian labels, one called Sonic Union and the other one called Murder Records. And that's what we're going to focus on today, Murder Records. Now, it's not quite as violent and dangerous as it might sound, actually, because when we're talking about Murder Records, we're talking about a band from Canada called Sloan. Very good guitar band. I like them quite a bit. And Sloan started Murder Records. It's very interesting. So we got to go back a little bit here and get the history of Sloan, the brief history of Sloan, and then we'll talk about what happened. And this is, I love this one because it's a very interesting story of a band releasing music, and it works out in a very interesting way. So I think you guys are going to enjoy this, especially if you like Sloan. So I want to tell you first that Chris Murphy and drummer Andrew Scott met while studying at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design. I think this is around 89 or 90, somewhere in there. And with the addition of Patrick Pentland on guitar and vocals and Jay Ferguson on guitar, they all formed Sloan. Now, if you've seen Sloan in concert, if you know anything about Sloan, one of the cool things about them is that the guitar players often switch instruments. And I think that's something they've kind of done throughout their whole career. I don't think anybody gets behind the drums as far as I know, but maybe they do. I'm not really sure. But I know that so those descriptions that I gave you there may not, you know, be exactly right for all the lineups and all the songs they do, but it's cool. There's another band I like from on SST Records called Slovenly, and they used to switch instruments all the time. It's kind of a cool thing when you see that. Anyway, Sloan got together. They took their name from a friend's nickname, and the nickname was Slow One. But when you say that in a French accent, apparently it sounded like Sloan. The band got together in 1991, in January of 1991. And I want to say I'm using as a couple of sources here. One is a really nice article, Exclaim Magazine. You can find it at exclaim.ca. I believe it's a Canadian site, music, film, and comedy they cover. And also from SloanMusic.com. So there's a little about the band section in there that I'm using also as information, as well as, of course, the source of all human knowledge, Wikipedia. And so, yeah, it's 1991, January, and they form Sloan. The year goes on. They've been playing some shows and things like that. And they eventually, near the end of the year, they get into a gig where there's a prize, kind of a battle of the bands type thing. And they win studio time with a producer called Terry Pulliam. And I think he worked at a studio called Sound Market Studio up there in Canada. So Ferguson and Murphy come up with a little extra money. They've got an album's worth of songs, essentially, and they go in and they record these songs. The whole thing costs about $1,500. And these are the songs that'll end up on their first release on Murder Records and also their debut album. And this is a really interesting story. But they also put one of the songs they recorded called Underwhelmed, one of their best-known songs from the early period, on a compilation record that was called Here and Now, which came out on the DTK Records compilation. And that started to get a little airplay here and there. They played some shows. before too long, there were major labels that were interested in Sloan. I mean, you remember 91, the year punk broke, right? There were labels going around looking for bands, and all kinds of people, you know, had some interest in that kind of thing. And there was a couple different labels that were interested in Sloan. And there was a label that apparently made them an offer. I think it might have been MCA, and they turned that down. And eventually they signed a deal with Geffen Records after the A&R man Todd Sullivan from Geffen, who liked their recordings that he had heard, saw them play a couple of live shows. This is kind of an interesting thing. So Sloan had these recordings in the bank, right, that they had finished, and they wanted to put out an EP. Apparently this is something that they wanted to do. And there's a quote here that I found from Andrew Scott. And he says, we don't want people to think that we penned a deal with Geffen and then immediately released an indie EP to try to gain some obligatory punk rock street cred before our major label album came out. So this is the cool thing about this. They basically put out an indie EP on their own label of stuff they'd recorded before they got signed, of course. And they released it. And then only about 2 months later, a record came out on Geffen Records. Like, how amazing is that, right? Very, very interesting. So the EP that they put out first and the first release on Murder Records is called Peppermint. It's an EP by Sloan. It was released in Murder Records in 1992, August 1st, according to the source of all human knowledge. 22 minutes, 50 seconds long. It's got six songs on it. Marcus said, the aforementioned Underwhelmed, Pretty Voice, Lucky For Me, Sugar Tune, and Torn. And these songs were all written by Murphy Ferguson, or Patrick Pendlin penned Sugar Tune. And the cover is a kind of a blurry photo of some light in a guy's face who seems to be gasping in exclamation at something. And that's a picture of the guy who's nicknamed Slow One. So Sloan went all the way by putting the Slow One on the front of their Peppermint EP and naming their band after him. So that's very cool, too. Murder Records 001, and it was also issued on cassette. So there's Murder Records CD 001 and Murder Records cassette 001. Both came out only in Canada in the year 1992. Really cool story. So why don't we drop the needle here on the first tune? Let's listen to the lead-off track, Marcus Said. Go. I mean, you can recognize some of the elements of the classic Sloan sound, especially kind of in the ways the guitars congeal together and things like that. You know, maybe not quite as, I want to say hook laden, but maybe not quite as brimming with melodicism as some of their later songs would be. And, you know, certainly probably reflects a little bit of the sound of the times. I like it, though. I like it. I mean, I don't necessarily think I would categorize it as power pop necessarily or really anything. To me, it just sounds like guitar rock, but I think it's cool. I think it's very, very cool. And so the story goes on, too, that, as I said, in August, they released this EP. And then just 2 months later, 2.5 months later, in October, they release their studio debut on Geffen Records called Smeared. That's kind of a cool story. I can't think of a lot of bands that have released an EP on their own label, no less, and then within a month or two have a record out on a major label, which is kind of amazing. Comes out all over the world, Europe, Canada, United States. Why don't we go back and hear a little bit more from the EP, Peppermint, and why don't we hear a little bit of the song Lucky For Me? Go kind of nice, right? Kind of nice. That's Sloan stuff. And yeah, you can certainly hear the influence of the times. I mean, they were listening probably to a lot of indie guitar bands, and I think one of the members was working at a record store even, so certainly there would have been a lot of music that they were into, you know, that was popular at the time. You can hear a little mix of kind of everything. You can hear a lot of American indie rock in there, but you can also hear classic structures of maybe British Invasion bands or some of the Stones or later Beatles or something like that. So that's all kind of in there, and all stuff that would come to fruition later in Sloan's career. Now, I'll tell you, there doesn't appear to be any copies of the cassette for sale on Discogs right now. The original one, that is. For the original EP, it looks like there's only one for sale, and this is from Japan, so that's kind of odd. But the nice thing about Peppermint is that it has been reissued by Murder Records, and you know, there's a lot of stuff available, so you can find a copy of it. Now, some of the songs, both Marcus Said and Sugartune, appear on the studio album Smeared, as well as Underwhelmed, though that appears in a different version. So the version that we're going to play out with today is going to be the original version that came out on the Peppermint EP. That is the story, folks, of the first release on Murder Records. Now, I got to tell you, Murder Records was not exclusively a label just for Sloan releases. They released a lot of bands. Eric's Trip, one of those bands. The Inbreds is another band. There's a band called the Super Friends. I think Zimpano was a band that was on that label. The Hardship Post. Richard Davies put out a record on Murder Records. And, of course, a lot of Sloan stuff comes out on there as well, which was kind of their original intention. But, yeah, it's a really well-known Canadian indie label. And I think the other one, Sonic Union, that Damon mentioned, probably are the two biggest Canadian indie labels, at least of the 90s and the 2000s, at least that I know of. So it's a really cool story. And I want to thank Damon again for suggesting that one. There, something came out on Murder Records from Sloan just last year. So they're still putting out all kinds of stuff, limited editions, fun stuff over there. So definitely follow that label. Still an active concern. And that's really cool that a band's been able to keep their career going and also, you know, keep the label going as well. Good stuff, good stuff. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Damon. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Hey, if you want to say anything about Sloan, feel free to get in touch. Drop us an email, rock@suburbspod.com. You can send us a message on the socials, @suburbspod. And, of course, you can always stick your head out the window and yell. And what do we got coming up later this week? Some good stuff. Jim's going to be here. We might have a call from a mystery stranger from California. And also, we've got some patron stuff and maybe a peek into Jim's Book Nook. We'll see all that coming up soon. So stay tuned. Listen every day. And for my co-host, Jim Linehan, co-founder and good friend, I'm Patrick Foster. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, because I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school.
Nova Scotia College of Art and Design, Nova Scotia College of Art and Design.